You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. For the past few weeks, I've had segments about biological pigments. Pigments are the chemicals in the cells of plants and animals which cause color. These colors are important for the organism to hide or mate or signal or glow or many different living processes. Chlorophyll is one of those important pigments. It's found in plants and algae, and it's important because plants need chlorophyll for photosynthesis. You probably remember when you were in elementary school or middle school that photosynthesis is the process where plants take sunlight and convert it into sugars. Sunlight is a mix of both visible and invisible light. The visible light includes wavelengths of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. Chlorophyll is not very good at absorbing green light. It reflects the green wavelengths, and that is what makes chlorophyll look green, and it's what causes plants to have a green color. There are a number of different types of chlorophyll depending on the types of plants they're in or the wavelengths of light they absorb. Botanists, who are the scientists that study plants, give them totally non-creative names: chlorophyll A, chlorophyll B, chlorophyll C, D, F. The chlorophyll molecule is made up of atoms of elements that you've probably heard of: carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and magnesium. When these atoms attach to each other with a specific number of each and in a particular shape, it makes chlorophyll. It's the addition of magnesium that's interesting. There are a lot of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen atoms combined together with only one single magnesium atom to make a chlorophyll molecule. Here's an activity that you can try at home with your students or your scout troop or your own kids. You'll need a plant with large leaves, a house plant or something outside. Make sure that it's okay because you might end up damaging one or two of the leaves of that plant. Don't worry, it won't kill the plant. Cut some black construction paper and tape it on a leaf to cover it, or get a piece of dark tape and put it on one of the leaves. About a week later, remove the paper and take a look at the leaf. The leaf should look a little brown and a little wilted. You can also try this exact same experiment, but do it 2 weeks later for comparison. Again, you'd want to remove either the piece of tape or the piece of cardboard or paper that you put on it, and the leaf underneath should be a little more brown this time and a little more wilted. What's going on is that the chlorophyll, which is in the covered leaf, couldn't get enough sunlight, so the chlorophyll molecules started to break down. Well, we've just learned a little bit about chlorophyll. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for the Weekly Experiment.